Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks sound as if they were born to play together, but it was only in 2010 that they put their solo careers on hold and formed the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Their first album, Revelator, won a Grammy in 2012, Best Blues Album. Their third is out, Let Me Get By, and right at the opening notes, it's just right.
Running from a bitter taste, took a rest from all the chase.
That's Tedeschi Trucks Band with Anyhow off the new album Let Me Get By, and Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, who married in 2001, a union of Fender and Gibson guitars, join us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Robin.
And Susan, I have to start with you. You are probably so over this, but we get such a thrill to talk to you, not just because you are also Susan Tedeschi of the New England Tedeschi Food Marts. That your fame preceded you because of your parents' food markets, but also Glide magazine calls you one of the most underrated guitarists in the country. And Derek, you spent 15 years with the Allman Brothers Band. I think you joined at the age of 20. Tedeschi Trucks played the Beacon Theater in New York at the end of the run of the Allman Brothers. So let's start there for you, because now you're putting all your energy into Tedeschi Trucks. What were those last concerts with the Allman Brothers like?
It was pretty intense. I thought it was an amazing way to go out. The last show especially felt right. It was dignified and everybody stepped up and you could really feel it in the audience. I've probably been on stage for 150, 170 shows at that venue with that band, and it was certainly, if not the highlight, one of the highlights.
Well, you know, I feel I hear a little Allman Brothers every now and then, you know, a little Ramblin' Man coming out of the chorus and laugh about it. Just listen to a little of that. And Susan, you told Glide magazine as this album was being made that one song might sound like Leonard Cohen, another like Delaney and Bonnie, another like Derek and the Dominoes. What do you want the whole thing to sound like?
Well, the whole thing sounds like us, yeah. Honestly. I mean, we've kind of created our own sound from a lot of different influences, and I think that is really unique, and this band is unique anyway because it's a 12-piece band, and everybody really helped write this record in the band, which is the first.
Yeah, and I think it captured the personalities and the spirit of this big monstrosity. I mean, it's got quite a personality when it rolls down the road. And I think finally in the studio, we were able to capture kind of what it feels like to be on stage and to travel with the band.
Well, I'll say, I mean, horns, two drummers, two guitars, you know, and more at times. Recorded in a home studio that sounds like it had a lot of retro in it. Because you can, I mean, it feels retro. It feels like, wait, is that Earth, Wind & Fire? There's a retro sound to it. Is that literally the technology in your home studio?
It's a lot of vintage gear. You know, we got our old Neve recording console. It was owned by the Kinks for a long time. You know, a lot of the gear came out of some of the old studios here in New York City. We picked up a lot of old microphones, reverb tanks, tape machines. So, yeah, we try to record the old way, which takes more time and energy, but it certainly feels better when you're getting to the end of the process of making a record. I feel like all the sounds hold up, and it has legs when you make records that way.
Right. Susan, the whole CD feels that way, but pick a song that where we can really hear what Derek's talking about.
I'm thinking maybe a song like Hear Me is really a very pretty song. It has a lot of different levels to it. It has everything from strings and acoustic guitars, and then it builds up with some Derek doubled and put some electric guitars on it, and a lot of the voices on it. It's really pretty and thick and very analog sounding.
If you feel like I feel, then come on, baby, you must remember that we'll.
And Susan, there's also the cut Just As Strange, which we understand your son inspired, because this is wild. I thought there was something wrong with my headphones at first. But it's like old school.
Well, I think the thing that he inspired was the way that we actually mixed it, which he started to listen to some Jimi Hendrix and some
Beatles records.
Beatles and some Zeppelin, and he liked how the voices were kind of moving around.
Yeah, I was in the car with him, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, you ever notice that John Lennon's voice is only on the left side?" He's like, "I heard somewhere that you actually process diction better on the left side." I was like, "That's interesting." He's like, "You think they knew that?" I'm like, "I don't know if they knew it, but maybe instinctually they did." So when we were mixing that tune, I was thinking about that conversation with him.
Well, we can't hear the left-right split because we're in mono, but let's listen.
I can't leave that earth alone. When I lay down a single tone, oh, I raise the devil on my own. Don't a stop sing go on till you're gone. Just make me.
Well, and Susan, you know, as we said, people think you're guitar playing is right up there with your incredible voice. And we want to hear a little of your guitar solo from Don't Know What, but we read that it came as a surprise when you heard you were going to be doing it.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I don't really know exactly when I'm going to play on what. I just kind of am part of the band, and whenever Derek tells me, I'll do it. You know, because honestly, I mean, there's no comparison for me. He's one of the greatest guitar players in the world, so I'm just lucky to still get to play in the band.
I don't know about that.
Well, Derek,
Susan is ready at any time.
I am ready. I do love to play. I really do. And I was thrilled. But then when I was playing the solo, I was thinking, this is such a cool tune. And I didn't necessarily want to hog the whole solo. And honestly, he has such a great way of ending a solo. And I know my strengths and my weaknesses. I figure I'll start it and then let him finish it. And that's kind of what happened with that.
Is there anything to be made of the fact that, Derek, you play Gibson and Susan Fender?
You know, I don't think it was intentional in the beginning, but it's a great marriage of sound. You know, the Fender is maybe a little more pointed, and the Gibson is maybe a little rounder, which is maybe our personalities a little bit too. Like, Susan is shooting from the hip, but it works great. There's times where she'll pick up other instruments that are maybe closer to the sound that I have, and it seems to not fit quite as well, so she, you know, she sticks with Telecaster or the Stratocaster, and it seems to be a great A-B.
Yeah, it's a nice compliment to the Gibson. Because I used to play a D'Angelico, which has more of the humbucker pickups in it. But like Derek's saying, the two humbuckers together, they kind of equal each other out. So it's nice to have the separation, especially in a 12-piece band when there's so much going on. You really want to be able to distinct between the sounds. So.
Yeah, you got to find your sonic space.
Yeah, and I like a rounder sound too, so that's why, you know, my Telecaster and the Strat that I have now that actually Derek bought me, it's a 1970 Sunburst, and I love it because it is warmer sounding, and that really has a lot to do with it.
I know that there are, just in the last few moments, there were thousands probably of guitarists across the country who just fainted and said to themselves, their last thought was, man, she can talk guitar.
Oh, yeah. She can talk amplifiers, old blues men, guitars. I remember I knew I was in trouble when we were first living together, and I called her from the road, and I found this old vintage amp shop, and there was two or three amps I was looking at, and I was calling to have her help talk me down and just pick one out. I was like, Sue, there's these beautiful old Fender amps. She's like, well, you should probably get all three because I need one of those. I was like, no, this is bad.
Well, you know,
I need help.
Well, Susan Tedeschi, I wonder, do you ever confer with some the other women who have trailblazed where you now are, you know, people like Bonnie Raitt? Is there ever any meeting of the minds kind of just to get advice from her or share experiences with her?
We've hung out a few times, but I guess I've never gotten to that point, but I would love to sit down with her and get her advice or anything from her. I mean, I really look up to her a lot.
You know, whether Susan and Bonnie, when they're together, talk about it, you can see that look in Bonnie's eye when they connect. It's like they know that they're doing something that's a little more difficult being women, and it's a very tight group when they are together.
So you're a member of that tribe, Susan Tedeschi, but also now this huge tribe with your husband. I'm imagining that if it weren't a great marriage, it would not work.
That's for sure.
That's probably true.
But, yeah. You know, people ask us all the time, like, how can you be in a band with your spouse or all of these things? And I'm like, you just have to marry the right spouse, I guess. You have to be the right person. You know, and there's a level of honesty you have to have with each other to do what we do. And I think, if anything, it's made our family and marriage and all of that stronger, you know. It's great to be able to do what you love with the person you're sharing your life with, too. That's a unique thing.
Mm-hmm. That's Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi of Tedeschi Trucks Band. Their new album is Let Me Get By. It's terrific. Susan, Derek, thanks so much.
Beautiful. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We love your show. Yeah.